חזר זה חינש בבקר חשב ובר מיהודה מסך מגיל לדף חוב בייס. מי שעשה ברש קדוש ומחולה של מועד, קרן אבו וכולו. אולה בר רב יש רבי, how is Rosh Chodesh reading to be read? The first parasha that we read has a psukim. If we have two people read three each, that will leave two psukim in a parasha, and we learn that you don't leave over less than three psukim when reading a parasha. If we said let the first two people do four each and complete the first parasha, that will leave the next parasha of two psukim and the third parasha of five psukim, a total of seven remaining psukim. We can't allow the third person to read two psukim in the second parasha and one of the third, because we don't start a parasha with less than three psukim. The third person can't read three of the third parasha, because that would only leave two psukim for the fourth person to be called to Torah. So what should we do? So Rava said, I haven't heard the answer to this question, but I have heard the answer to a similar question. We learned that when the Torah reading for the people of the Maimed on certain days only contained five psukim, so what they did is which had to be split among two people. What they did is that Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said the second reader rereads one pasuk from the first person, and Shmuel said they split the middle pasuk. Rav says they reread because they behold you're not allowed to stop at a place where Moshe didn't stop. I have come back and Shmuel said they split the pasuk. We find that Chen Rav Chinin Agadol only allowed splitting a pasuk for children and not for to allow learning easier, but not for any other reason. Shmuel would say the reason Rav Chinin allowed it is because there's no other choice. So here also there's no other choice. Why doesn't Shmuel say just to reread one of the other pasukim like Rav said? Rav says, Zegzera, that if one enters a shul and the second person is reading, or before the second person begins to read, he shouldn't think that it's someone who's reading less than three psukim. In fact, Rabbi says, a parish of six psukim can be read by two people. If a parish is only five psukim, one person reads three psukim, and another person can read the remaining two psukim of that parish and should read one for the next parish. Others say, you shouldn't start a parish less than three psukim, and so the second person should read three psukim for the next parish. Why is it so? According to Rav, just reread. According to Shmuel, split the middle pasuk. Rav says, the case of the Rabbi is different because he's not limited to a particular parish, and therefore he has the option to read into the next parish. Tachlan the name of Shumalevi passed like the others in the Brizer. Tachlan the name of Shumalevi also said, just as one may not begin to read a parasha unless he will read three psukim, you're also not allowed to leave over less than three psukim remaining to a parasha. This seems obvious. If regarding the halacha of beginning the parasha, the others are more machmer, clearly it'll also be regarding the leaving over a psukim at the end as well. The Marsha, we would think that we only have to be worried for late comers, but not for people leaving early. People will not leave the shul when the Torah is being read. The Brizer teaches, we have to be concerned for that as well. Why is the Tanakhama only worried about the people who leave early, but not about the latecomers? Mar says the latecomers will ask the other people what happened over here, and therefore they understand what happened. However, the people who leave early, you'd have no one to ask, and therefore they'll think that someone read less than three psukim. Rav, the son of Rava, asked Rav Yosef, how do we pass on regarding the Maimed Torah reading? He answered, we repeat the pasuk, and it's the second person who repeats the pasuk. Misha says, Zaklal kol sheyesh bei muzav v'chulu. In fact, how many people get called up to the Torah on a fast day? Do we say since there's no karb muzav, only three people get called up? Or do we say since there are additional tefillas, four people get called up? Misha said, Rav Shchodesh Chalam Moed. Four people get called up. It suggests on a fast day, only three people. The Mishnah says also that on Monday and Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, three people get called up. This suggests on a fast day, four people would be called up. Obviously, we can't bring a rabbi from our Mishnah. Maybe we can bring a rabbi from Rav. He went to Bavel on a fast day, he was called to the Torah, made a bracha, read, and then did not make a bracha afterwards. Also, when the other people did tachna and they fell on their face, Rav did not. Now, Rav was a Yisrael, so the only reason he would not have made a bracha after reading was because there was someone else who was reading after him. And we therefore see that there must be four people called to the Torah on a fast day. The Mishnah said maybe the Rav was called up as the first person, even though he wasn't a kohen. We find that Rav Huna would get the first aliyah as well, although he's not a kohen because he was the most kosher person there. In fact, Rav Huna was given that distinction because he was the undisputed greatest of his time. However, Rav lived in the time of Shmuel, who was a kohen, and therefore Rav would not have been given the first aliyah. The Mishnah says Rav was actually greater than Shmuel. However, in front of Shmuel, he would have given him honor. When Shmuel was not there, it's very possible that Rav got the first aliyah. It also makes sense that he got the first aliyah, because if not, why did he make a bracha before he read? The Mishnah says that only the first aliyah makes a bracha beforehand. Mar says that maybe they made a bracha because at that time the Rabbanan had already instituted that all people called to the Torah should make a bracha before reading. If so, why didn't he make a bracha after reading? Because this was also part of that same institution. So Rav, the Mar says it could be that Rav was not concerned that people would leave early from a shul in which he was davening, which was a concern that caused the Rabbanan to institute making the bracha after the reading. And maybe that's why he only made a bracha before, not a bracha afterwards. Mar says we can bring a raya from a brisa that says on days when people are working like a fast day, we make three aliyahs. On a day when people are not working like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we make four aliyahs. This is a clear proof, Shema Mino. Rav Ashi asked, our Mishnah gave a general rule that any day which has an addition, which has an addition to the tefillahs has four aliyahs, which would seem that on a fast day we should be four aliyahs. This Mar says it can't be the proper understanding of Mishnah, because with that understanding, the Mishnah would not follow the Tanakam or Rabbi Yosi of a Brisa. The Brisa says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Monday or Thursday, we make three aliyahs, including Maftar. And if it falls on a Tuesday or Wednesday, we have only one aliyah, which acts as the Maftar. Rabbi Yosi said we always make three aliyahs. Neither Sheet nor the Brisa would fit our Mishnah according to Rashi's understanding, so it must be mistaken. Mar says we must say that the general rule mentioned in our Mishnah comes to teach that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed get four aliyahs, although this is mentioned explicitly in our Mishnah. The Mishnah gives this rule to teach that each day that is greater than the next gets an additional aliyah. For example, Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, there's Musaf, so there's four aliyahs. Since he came to Malach on Yom Tov, there's five. Since Yom Kippur, there's a Karis penalty, 6. Since Shabbos is Skila, it becomes 7 aliyas. A brayse that was quoted above said that Rav didn't fall on his face when the other people did. Why didn't he? The Mara said the floor was made of stone, and we learned that you're not allowed to fall on your face on a stone floor except in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did the rest of the people do it? The Mara said the stone floor was only by Rav. So why didn't he go near the other people? He didn't want to bother the tzibur by making them get up as he walked by. We can also answer that the entire floor was stone. Rav had the minik to fully spread his hands and his feet when saying takhnin, and it's only this type of falling that's usher on a stone floor. The other people didn't have this minik, so they were able to do their sort of takhnin even up with a stone floor there. So why didn't he just fall like the other people? The Mara said he didn't want to change his minik. We can also answer that the floor was not made of stone. Rav didn't fall on his face because Rabbi Elazar said a prominent person may not fall on his face unless he's certain that his tefillah will be answered. We learn this from the Yeshua. A braisa says kida is bowing on the face, kriya is kneeling, ishtachava is laying down fully on the ground. Levi once demonstrated kida for Rebbe and became lame in the process. We learned that Levi became lame as a punishment for speaking improperly towards Hashem. Mer says he injured himself when he was in a dangerous situation while showing the kida process only because he was deserving of that punishment from when he spoke that way to Hashem. Achia Bavin said, I saw Abai and Rav say tachnun while leaning on their sides so as not to be really fully falling on their faces.